Over the last few years, utes have become more popular, mainly the high-spec models in dual-cab four-wheel drive format. They've also become more expensive. In fact, one of the most popular utes now actually costs almost $90,000 plus the usual costs. The Ford Ranger Raptor sits in its own little category of performance that rivals the bigger American-style pickup V8 trucks. Ranger and Hilux are often head-to-head for the most popular ute and, in fact, vehicle sold. Toyota Hilux, GR Sport and Rogue are two special build models that are looking to tap into the buyer's mindset of wanting more. Ford Ranger has the Wildtrak and Platinum. The VW Amarok comes in the Adventurer. There are, of course, the Isuzu D-Max, X-Terrain and Mazda BT50 SP and Thunder models, both of which are excellent utes but starting to show their age a bit now. Mitsubishi has just released the all-new Triton and it's a beauty. The GSR model is the premium offer. We must also mention the Nissan Navara and the Wario models, which bring enhanced capability with manufacturer warranty. Yes, buyers, the choices of premium four-wheel drive dual cab utes is growing, as are the prices. This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
The automotive landscape is going through a revolution and you need to stay updated. That's why your best bet is to head to ecocarguide.com.au. Read about Peugeot's big expansion of electric vehicles into Australia. There's a review of the Volkswagen Touareg R-PHEV and all the details on Subaru's new electric vehicle. It's called the Solterra and it's coming to Australia. ecocarguide.com.au, everything you need to know about future technologies for the auto industry.